Hello, it is Torn Unwrap. This is the return of Torn Unwrap. We've had a couple of seasons off for this show, but you're bringing it back. In fact, more technically, Neil Atkinson is bringing it back. Neil's going to be hosting Torn Unwrap for next season. But in true Anfield Wrap fashion, he's not hosting the first one. I am. So this is John Gibbons, and I am joined by Ian Salmon, by Ian Ryan, and by Neil Dockin. And how Torn Unwrap works, for those of you who can't remember, or maybe are newer subscribers to the Anfield Wrap, it's big topic stuff. So it's sort of, you know, things that are going on in sports or in football at the moment that we want to get into a little bit. We think it'd be good to sort of discuss. We might not get anywhere by the end of it, but we'll enjoy the journey together, gentlemen. And what I wanted to talk about in this first one was an article that Jonathan Liu wrote over the last couple of weeks. Jonathan is one of the greatest sports writers of his generation, and I'm not just saying that because he's coming up later in the show. Speaking to Neil, who you can't keep out the action, Neil Atkinson, by the way, that is. Neil Dockin is very much out the action now, aren't you, mate? Loving out the action.
I am. Absolutely relaxing.
But yeah, Jonathan Liu is going to talk about his own article bit with Neil Atkinson later. But in the meantime, the four of us are going to discuss the themes come out of it. And it's to do with the England cricket team, which you weren't necessarily expecting for me to say. But the England cricket team, the test team, have got a new manager in Brendan McCullum, who's a Kiwi. A new style of play that has been coined Bazball, although apparently Brendan isn't too keen on that. And they are winning hearts and minds and very much test matches with the way that they're playing. And what Jonathan explores in the article, Neil, is the idea of the cricket team reacting to the world and reacting to the pandemic and reacting to the idea that we all just want to enjoy ourselves a little bit more. And it's an interesting thing, isn't it? It's an interesting idea that you would come out of something like a pandemic and like a lockdown and having lost people or lost part of ourselves or had to adjust our lives. It's unreasonable to suggest that everything will be the same and there will be a reaction, and maybe this is one of them.